Good morning and happy 2018. I am so happy to be alive and well in this year. Dr. Joyce Morley joins us. She's our psychotherapist, consultant, life coach, author, speaker, trainer. She does a lot of things. Got a big hat on, right?
Happy New Year, Twanda. 2018 to everyone.
Yes. You know, and it's funny, you know how it used to be, what are your New Year's resolutions? And now people don't even talk about resolutions anymore.
That's right.
They don't even call them resolutions. They say, well, you know, I set some goals for the year. And you ask people, well, did anything change between 2017 and 2018? And some people actually have said not one thing. And I was like, wow.
You almost feel
like that's a wasted year. If nothing in your life did not change in a year.
That's right.
What's holding you? What's keeping you from making the changes that you want to make in your life?
You know, sometimes it comes down to, Twanda, that people are not just necessarily not making decisions that they want to make. They're not making decisions and changes that they need to make. Mm-hmm. And if you go an entire year without changes within your life, now, I don't believe people change, but situations, circumstances, and your behaviors should change. That's growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you have had no greater awareness, insight, and understanding about what's taking place in your life, what you need to weed out of your life, what you need to remove from your life, what you need to put in, how you need to do it, something is wrong with that picture.
Wow.
So, yeah, people are not doing, you know, the old-time ways of resolution because they know it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But you still need to have a plan, and you still need to go in, weed out, and clean out the mess, the stress, and all that other stuff that's in your life.
You definitely need, because if you don't, your whole life will go before you. And then when you get, you know, it's retirement time or you're older, you have regrets and you're bitter and you're mad because you didn't live your life. But you have to figure out, why am I not doing the things that I need to do or that I want to do?
Right. And so when you ask yourself that question, you have to come to the conclusion that something is blocking me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about, you know, many of us, you know, if you have a sink or you live anywhere, you have a kitchen, bathroom, one of the worst things is to have a clog, Twanda.
Yep.
You know, a clog, just the water's going down slowly or it doesn't go down at all. You're trying to plunge it. You're going to get something to plunge it to unstop that clog, to gun stop that sink so you can take that shower, it runs free, take that nice bath, it'll run free, wash those dishes, do whatever needs to be done. But the problem with us is that too many of us go year after year after year with clogs in our lives.
Mm.
And I don't mean the clogs that you wear on your feet. But, you know, if you look at and define the word clog, it says it's a thick wooden sole. It's thick.
Wow.
There's something there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't mean the clogging. You know, there's a dance called clogging, you know, and people get into that. But I'm talking about those clogs, those things that actually encumber you, get in your way. They impede your movement. So at some point in 2018, we've got to come to grips with the fact that we need to start removing these clogs in our lives in 2018 and recognizing that oil and water don't mix.
Wow. And they don't.
They don't. No.
And they don't. And they don't. And, you know, it's amazing because sometimes we know what's not happening and sometimes we know why.
Yes.
But we just don't know how to get out. We don't know what to do. We don't know the steps.
Right. Well, I think one of the first things we have to recognize is that there's something blocking us, something, someone. And many times we can be blocking ourselves, but we don't want to look at that. We have to begin to recognize what are the cloggers, what are the blockers in our life, who are the cloggers, who are the blockers. We want to hold on to everything. And one of the things my pastor, Pastor Corwin Lee, said at one of the services this past year was, you know, just because the calendar changes and the pages turn on the calendar, what is going on with your life? If you don't have the right person in your life, you have Christ, you don't have all this in your life that you need to, you're going to still be going down the same path. So it's like the Insanity Club, and we'll talk about that at another time, but it's recognizing what and who are those cloggers, those things and people that are blocking in your life, And if you come through 2017 and go into 2018 and begin to start it that way and continue the same way you left 2017, you're going to have the same issues, the same problems, and the same lack of direction that you had the year before.
Yeah, it's sad. Don't let your life be that one continual thing, that line that never has a blip in it, up or down or anything. Just
right,
that same
right.
life.
That flat line.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when people are flatline, usually they say they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always resuscitation.
Absolutely.
You know, they come in and they take the
paddles,
all the things that they need to try to pump that heart
yeah,
back,
yeah.
to get that blood flowing. So you have to do the same thing with your life.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do to get rid of these blockers? What am I going to do to get rid of these things that are impeding my life, that are hindering me from moving where I'm going to, that get in the way? Well, the first thing you have to recognize, Twanda, is that some of these bloggers and clockers, as I say, cloggers, are internal and some are external.
Mm.
Many of them start right with you, your belief system. You know, you think negative, you don't believe it can happen, then why do you keep looking for it to happen? Oh, it probably won't happen. You believe things are so negative. You speak negative,
yeah.
and you're always complaining and whining.
And you got to find out. You got to ask the Lord, where does that come from?
That's right.
I know when
That's
I have
right.
a negative thought, I'll be like, okay, Holy Ghost, help me. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Because
right.
I want to know. And sometimes he will show me an instant. It could be one thing in my life that happened to make me feel a certain way or think a certain way. And I'm just like, oh my God, I never even remembered that.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you start meditating on it and asking questions about it,
mm-hmm.
and you begin to change the way you believe, because it's simple, and I've said this before, your belief system controls the consequences and the actions in your life.
Mm.
So if you believe you can't do it, you probably are not going to do
Absolutely.
It. So those are the actions, and the consequences are going to be that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to bring in a D, that's ABC, dispute that negative belief system. That's one of the greatest cloggers. But then you go on your faith. If you don't have faith in a power greater than you, you know, we can call whoever we have faith in anything or anybody we want. I
mm-hmm.
call them God. Having faith and belief in God, in Christ, and believing that things can, will change. I have faith. He said, just a little, a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith. And when you have faith, you look towards it. You will speak it no matter what happens. Everything can crumble all around you.
That's
you're
right.
going to believe that I'm going to be safe on this little piece that I'm standing on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about everything else falling apart, but no matter what, I'm going to stand here. Now, you know, you and I talk a lot, and my one of my greatest faith holders is Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 Chronicles 20. And I say, I'm just like Jehoshaphat. I don't know how I'm going to get through all this, but one thing I do know, my eyes are on Christ.
You know, I think everybody has to have a scripture to stand on when it
yes.
comes to faith. You have, and even if it's not scripture, you have to have something to stand on.
Something to stand
on. You have to have a foundation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. yeah.
Like a toehold, something
mm-hmm.
to keep you going. So if you can begin to look at your belief system, look at your faith, then what about your mindset?
Mm.
That goes back to, and we believe what we believe, but, yeah, what you believe is what you, you know, have held on to, that value. But that mindset is what you're thinking all the time. That mindset, every time you see somebody you're thinking something negative, that mindset, you know, it can't work, she's not, I don't like her, and I don't this, that. You always got some negative thought around people.
But
you
manipulate. Isn't that unconscious mind speaking those things to you?
Some of it is,
yeah.
but some of it becomes so conscious because when you are aware and you keep doing the same thing, because what has happened, Twanda, some people have done it for so long that becomes a negative habit.
Mm, okay.
It becomes a part of their repertoire. They need it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see them, that mindset, if you have them on a project with you, they have something that's going to go wrong. It's almost like Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that mindset becomes a reality to them, and they're aware many times, and people have brought it to their attention, but the reality is they don't want to make any changes. They don't want to remove that clogger because now they've made it become a part of who they
yeah.
are.
Yeah, and you have what you say, okay?
That's right.
That's what I should tell
right.
my kids.
That's right.
Say you can't, then you won't. You have
That's
what
right.
you say.
That's right. That's right. So another one of those internal cloggers is your outlook on life. you know, you just don't see any way out. You know, it's not going anywhere. I won't go to college. I won't get this degree. I won't finish high school. I won't get a new job because it's not going to make a difference anyhow. I'll always be poor. I'll always drive a hoopty. Well, again, notice how all of it is tied around, tied together, that what you believe, what you think, your faith, and you speak in all that stuff. And so if you don't have a positive outlook on life, it's not going to come to a positive outlook. And then you have to begin to look at your state of unforgiveness, that mess you carry. I don't like so-and-so. She did me wrong. I had a woman that I was working with and known for some time and did some business with, and she said I raised my voice at her. And she probably needed to, because what she did was enough for someone to raise their voice. But that little mess that we carry, and we don't forgive people, you raise your voice, so I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to speak to you. And we don't realize sometimes we're cutting off our nose, spite our face.
Yes.
By not forgiving people.
Forgiveness is for yourself more than it is for somebody else.
That's
it is
right.
Definitely
right.
For yourself.
That's right.
And I met a lady who said she had not spoken to her mother and her mother's sister, her aunt, for over 25 years. And I asked her why, and she could barely remember why. And as she was trying to tell the story, she couldn't remember what happened. And then she said, nonetheless, I'm just not talking to them. I'm not ever talking to them again. So she had made up in her mind, even though she didn't really remember why, that I'm just not going to talk to them. They ain't talking to me. I'm not talking to them. And it's like,
clogging her
yes.
and her blessings, blocking her way to what God has for her by holding on to some mess that doesn't even matter.
Right.
20, 30, 40 years later. Wow. So then you have to look at the selfishness, me, my, and I. It's just me, my, and I. It's no one else. We're always trying to take from somebody and not allowing, you know, someone to give to someone to benefit from what we have.
Yeah.
It's what you can do for me. And I've had many people and people who have a lot who said, you know what, if you can't do anything for me, then I don't have no need for
that's
you.
That's right. That's right.
That's amazing.
And that's
so
exactly what it is.
You have to come outside yourself and share with other people.
Yeah.
And so, Twanda?
I tell you what, though, when you are a giver, a true giver, oh, my gosh, you never want for anything.
That's right.
You never want for anything.
Think about it. When your fists are closed and you're not giving, guess what? You can't receive either.
That's right. That's right.
So they're the cloggers. Mm-hmm. They're you blocking your flow. Mm-hmm. You're impeding the direction of where you're supposed to be going in life. And so if you're selfish, then you're going to probably keep holding on to dead and lifeless situations. That girl or that guy that you need to have gotten rid of a long time. That job that's paying you $3 an hour and you don't want to go ahead and enhance your education, do something different, and begin to say, you know, I could make more money, because you don't believe it anyhow. You don't have a positive outlook on life, so you keep holding on to these cloggers. That car that keeps breaking down, and you keep calling people, and people are tired of you calling them to give you a boost. You know, ask someone what you can do. You've been renting for 100 years with a 500 series Mercedes, a Lexus parked out in front of that apartment. That makes no sense. You're paying all that money for that thing parked on the outside, and look at what you're living in on the inside.
And paying a little hefty price for most of it.
That's right.
We were looking at apartments a long time ago. They're like $1,000. I mean, if you want to live in a nice area, in a nice apartment, I was like, that's a house note. Sorry.
That's right. That's right. So at some point, you know, these things are toxic. You know, you keep getting the can and the jar and the bottle with the skull and the crossbones, drinking out of it. These are toxic things that are clogging you. And you know you keep getting sick every time you get around this person. Mm-hmm. You know you keep hanging out at the club. You shouldn't be going anymore. You're too old for it. You know you need to change the kind of clothes you're wearing. You're never going to get a job if you're going in there with your tight legs, pants on into a position that you're supposed to be trying to be an executive director, with your skirt that's too short for you. All those things, with your blouse that's too low in the front, with you not taking care of yourself. All of these things are internal cloggers and blockers impeding you from being able to get to where you need to be and should be in life.
You know, long time ago, I was hiring for a receptionist for my office, and I haven't told the story in a long time, but I had like 100 resumes, okay,
wow,
for this little, it was a part-time position, but people think they want to get into radio, so this is a way to get in. And narrowed it all down. I think we probably interviewed maybe 20 people. And this one girl, nice, sweet, sweet spirit. Oh, my goodness, she had the skills, but her hair was nasty. It was stinking.
Wow.
I don't know if it was her, I don't know if it was her breath or her presence, her body that was smelling, but I couldn't do that. I said, because if she comes here like this and this is her best, she's going to come to work like that every day. And then at some point I'm going to have to say, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
So it was just crazy because come to find out she was a sister-in-law of a friend of mine. And I had to tell him, he said, why didn't you hire her? He said, my sister-in-law came in and why didn't you hire her? And I told him, and he said, wow. He said, the family knows it. Everybody said, why haven't y'all talked to her? That's crazy that y'all know this girl is so sweet, but that's that one thing that's impeding her from moving forward.
But Twan, isn't it sad how they helped to keep her clocked up?
Yep.
By not giving her positive feedback that's timely,
that's right,
appropriate, and constructive,
mm-hmm,
and having a conversation. They know things are wrong. So the part of that external is people will keep you clogged as long as you allow them and you keep hanging with those who see your cloggedness, and they're not willing to do anything to say, hey, hold up a minute. Something is wrong.
Yeah.
You're not going for it because of the fact that here's what I see, giving feedback that's timely, appropriate, and constructive, and helping them to be able to do it. You don't have to dog anybody. You don't have to say name. And if you're going to talk about them over there, if they're truly your friend, you will get with them in private,
right,
and help them to open up.
Yeah. I said, you guys ought to be, it's a whole bunch of them. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
They should.
How could you not tell her?
They should. If you care about someone and you know that they have a hygiene problem, you're not willing to. If it's their body, if it's their mouth, their breath, any of those things.
Her hair was dirty. You know, it had a lot of stinky products in it. It was dirty. I was like, y'all could tell her.
Because if that was her best, you were going to have a great mess.
Exactly.
Great mess.
Exactly.
And so you fit into one of the last ones. Then I'm just going to, you know, tell us how we're going to remove these cloggers.
Mm-hmm.
But you did a great job segueing into one of the last areas, the internal, that can clog your life and keep you from moving forward in 2018, and it's your decision-making. Mm. Poor decision-making and lack thereof. You made the right decision by not hiring her, because had you hired her, you would have contributed to her clogging, and you would have clogged up what's going on at your job and the things that you needed to be done.
Yeah, I got a sensitive nose. I couldn't do it.
So you know you have all these internal cloggers. The external cloggers are people like this woman's family who wouldn't help. They're on the outside, those things that can come in and infiltrate what's going on. So once you've identified the cloggers, then you've got to decide whether you're going to do something about them. You identify your cloggers first. Then you have to call them by the name. You know, we don't want to call things when we're grieving. We don't want to say someone died. We don't want to say cancer. We don't want to say all these things. You have to put a name to your cloggers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get rid of anything once you identify them and say, here's what's in my way, impeding me and blocking me. Here's who's blocking me. Call Sarah's name.
Mm.
Call John's name. I need to get John out of my life. I need to get Sarah out of my life.
Right.
I need to stop hanging with this one, hanging with that one. So you identify your cloggers. You call them by name. You have to prioritize them without procrastinating. I have 10 cloggers. Let me look at what are the top five I need to move and work on. If I need to do one every week, every month, how do I need to do this? Now, some of them can go at the same time. You may have them all prioritized
to
10, but you can maybe do 1, 2, and 3 at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've been able to prioritize them and you've been without procrastinating, don't keep putting off, then you've got to recognize and admit your ability and level of stability in order to rid yourself of the cloggers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't do it by yourself. I need to call on Twanda.
That's true.
I need to call on Dr. Joyce. Mm-hmm, I need to get with a therapist. I need to call on somebody because I'm not stable enough. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown when I start getting him out of my life because I got 5 children by him. I might go and do something erratic because I love her so much. I might lose everything I got in order to lose that job, if I lose that job. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. one of the things that we have to realize is what's my level of stability and ability to be able to do it?
Wow.
Once you've been able to do that, then you have to actually identify your destination without consternation, without hesitation, procrastination, and without limitations. Where are you going? Where are you trying to get to?
Mm-hmm.
So once these cloggles are done, what are you expecting to happen? Where are you trying to get to? What's your destination, Twanda?
Yeah.
What do you want to have happen in your life? So it's because once you leave out, that's that oil in that water. Once you leave out of the oil, you know, you see when they get the birds and the ducks mm-hmm. out of the water, they wash them off. They get soapy them off.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're clean, which river, which body of water do you want to flow in to get to where you're going?
Wow.
Then you want to be able to develop an action plan with goals. You have to have timelines, and you also have to have a contingency plan. If that doesn't work, I'm going in another direction. Once you have that in place, then you can actually move from there, and you can begin to say, I'm going to be determined, I'm steadfast,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to work with somebody, get an accountability partner, get somebody who can call you up every day. Hey, are you doing this? Are you doing that? You know, I know that clog, because sometimes it's emotionally taxing
yes,
for you because you've done it for so long. And as you said earlier, it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's subconscious. You don't even know that you're clogged.
Right.
And once you unstop that drain, now you know how that water.
Yeah. It's quick.
It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
quick. So once you've been able to do that and you're steadfast and movable, I'm going to keep on. Journal your journey. Keep a written documentation of your journey, exactly what's been taking place, so that you won't make those mistakes again. Every now and then, go back and read it. Then you got to pray without ceasing. You've got to pray every day as you're going through this. That should be a beginning, middle, and end that you're praying. Put little prayers, as you said earlier, scriptures,
mm-hmm.
affirmations, things that you say out loud where you're claiming this. And, Twanda, once you've been able to do that, number 10 is you celebrate your freedom. Allow your success to come into your life. Glance back without turning around and looking back.
that pillar of salt.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think what happens, too, what clogs our way, we always go back, and I say to people that have been in situations with others that didn't work out, if you're truly finished with it, let it go. Don't go back.
Yes.
And a lot of women have lost their lives. And lost a lot of things
mm-hmm.
because of that. I just want to see you one last time. I want to get with you one last time. Bottom line is you knew why you left in the first place, why that clog was removed and you got that clog out of your life, but you so bent on with low self-esteem and other things, you go back and allow him to bring you back into that mess, and then you either lose something, yourself, your life, or you lose other things.
Right.
So once you finish with it, you only glance back to see how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't keep looking back. You keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And just remember, you know, if you don't make a plan, if you don't have anything written down, that life will take you in its own direction.
That's right.
You'll just flow into other things that you didn't even want to flow into.
That's right.
So
that's
you must have a plan. You must have a pathway
so that
you can walk this way and not walk that way.
That's right. And that's what you say, because then you will be a part of that club called the Insanity Club.
Mm.
So 2018 can be different for you if you decide to identify your cloggers, call them by the name, prioritize them without procrastinating,
mm-hmm.
recognize your ability and stability to get rid of them. You know, what's going to happen with me once I do it? Identify where you're going, your destination, and then begin to develop a plan of action with goals, contingency plan. If this doesn't work, what I'm going
right.
to do. You've got to remain determined, steadfast, journal your journey,
mm-hmm.
keep praying every day, but don't be afraid to celebrate. And keep looking forward. Allow this stuff in. But sometimes we get so accustomed to things being in that clog state
mm-hmm.
that we don't know how to accept the flowing state, and we sabotage.
Oh.
Be careful of that.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story right there.
It is.
Doc, tell everybody where they can reach out to you.
Twanda, they can reach me at my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com, or they can also reach me by telephone at 770-808-6570, 770-808-6570.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next month on another great subject, probably talking about love, I'm sure, because it's the month of love. And happy New Year to you.